USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson and Finnish President Sauli Niinistö are in Washington this hour as their request to join NATO is now official.
Russia's war in Ukraine has changed Europe and our security environment. Finland takes the step of NATO membership in order to strengthen not only its own security, but also in order to strengthen wider transatlantic security.
And I'm also proud that Sweden contributes to the U.S. economy and the prosperity of the American people. Swedish companies are active in every single state, creating more than 350,000 jobs in the United States. And we are the 15th largest investor.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
With the nation being caught off guard, the House of Representatives passed a pair of bills on Wednesday aimed at fixing the nationwide baby formula shortage in the United States. Congressman Sanford D. Bishop, Jr., last night.
How was this such situation left unchecked? And how did it lead to hospitalization and the death of babies? Congress will be scrutinizing this crisis with the FDA and manufacturers in the days ahead. I look forward to my subcommittee hosting the first hearing in this regard with the FDA Commissioner Robert Califf tomorrow morning.
H.R. 7790 was passed by a tally of 231 to 192 overnight. That'll provide $28 million in emergency funding for the USDA in an effort to help. North Korea's claimed to have had zero COVID cases, but now the country's government says it has experienced its first outbreak, reporting more than 1.7 million people had fevers and 62 people had died since late April. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Republican Representative Mike Johnson told Newsmax Wednesday Democrats are trying to intimidate Supreme Court justices by threatening their homes.
The Democrats are trying to intimidate the Supreme Court, and this is a brazen attempt to do it, yet another attempt. We know that they have been picketing and harassing the justices at home. Everybody's seen that. By the way, and that's a blatant violation of federal law in and of itself. The Democrat leaders on Capitol Hill have been calling out justices by name, threatening them by name. Not only on the steps of the Supreme Court, as Chuck Schumer did beginning 2 years ago, but also in their briefs to the court. And now they're using the House Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over our whole system of justice, to try to intimidate and influence the court as they make that final decision in the Dobbs case out of Mississippi, challenging its pro-life case. It's unconscionable.
Black box data recovered from a China Eastern flight that crashed in March suggests someone in the cockpit intentionally downed the plane, a preliminary assessment from United States officials. The Boeing 737-800 was flying at 29,000 feet when it went straight downward motion, disintegrating in the mountains near Guangzhou. Aviation expert John Nance on ABC News says the angle of the plane, the way it went into the ground, could only have been achieved by steering the aircraft.
This is exactly what we feared. There's no way a Boeing 737 could come out of the sky by itself the way this one did.
All 132 souls on board died in one of China's deadliest air disasters in decades. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.